inconceivable.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a silly van. Heineken? Fuck that shit!
Blue ribbon!
Bonjour. No, Biff. You leave her alone.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her.
Salut.
Bonjour.
Bienvenue.
Bonjour, ça va? Bienvenue aux enfants.
Fuck French.
Et petit.
Why are we doing this?
Omelette de fromage.
Wow. Are we doing this?
I'm what? The Mountie.
It's les aristocrats.
The overmodulated.
Les.
Je m'appelle Derek.
Matt.
Sans Craig.
Avec.
Avec.
Mathieu. Et.
Stefan.
And Vaughn.
Vaughn.
That's loud. And Dan.
Sorry, Dan, you didn't make it to the promo.
Not yet.
We'll just have to stop it midway and go, and Dan!
Cricket sounds.
Nip Mr. it in the Dan!
So how many shows before I get in the promo?
Give Dan a mic!
757.
Nip it in the Dan!
All right, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Big thank you to Cringe Humor Radio for having us here.
As always.
If you listen to our podcast, then please, I urge you, please listen to us. CringeHumorRadio.com. It's very exciting.
We have two reviews on the iTunes thing.
Oh, now. We do?
Yeah. Really?
Are they both from Vendo?
No.
Oh. Why don't we look at them? I'm interested.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll do it later.
Let's mark out to ourselves on the air.
So
why not? I don't go on the internet.
If you That's do, if you are part of the iTunes thing and you're downloading it there, please leave us a comment.
You all right, Vaughn?
I got hiccups.
Yeah, wow, what the fuck was that?
Vaughn's got the hiccups.
And like Max Headroom's like, please leave us.
I miss him.
You don't know who he is?
Levin?
The weird computer guy with the glasses?
All right, you remember in Back to the Future 2 when they're doing the little advertisements with Reagan and somebody else?
Yeah.
And they're like, they're constantly repeating things? Well, that's based on the character. What was that? Was that Coca-Cola?
Well, no, it was originally an independent character, then he got bought by Coca-Cola.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't he a TV show?
That was Pepsi.
Like, was it?
Well,
detective show.
Yeah.
Like futuristic thing.
That's right.
It was weird.
It was
stupid.
It was like, that was like the last thing was that stupid detective show.
Jesus, fucking God.
Drunk piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Who gave that
headline today, Vaughn has had hiccups for about 7 minutes.
Will it ever end?
Actually, before I got here, I was hiccuping like a madman for a couple of hours. And then
you hiccup when you get nervous?
I think it's something I ate.
Do you have any spicy food?
No, I had pork chops.
Did you eat them really fast?
No, I eat them like a normal human being.
He tried to smoke his own pot.
Normal human. You don't do anything like a normal human being.
I know,
being.
What the fuck?
I savor pork chops. Pork chops are the only thing I like in life.
That's it.
That's it.
Pork chops and beards.
An apple strong.
What's wrong with the beard?
He's the worst fucking Brady I've ever seen.
What?
You kind of look like a Brady with your old hairdo. You could have froed that thing out.
What?
What Brady chops and apples?
What Brady's be talking about here?
Oh,
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch,
moron.
Oops.
Well, there's two Brady Bunches.
Yeah,
in my
we know.
Book.
Where's that sound effect?
Anyway, what sound effect is that?
What are you talking about?
The one reserved for Vaughn and Vaughn alone.
Mario.
Oh,
I don't know.
No,
that's what you should have done. Right there.
No. No. The internet
doesn't work if you just.
It didn't warrant it.
No.
The internet crashed.
You'll know.
Wow.
Well, we have a giant show today.
Yes.
Humongous.
Should we start with
Oh,
Michael
is that
Jackson?
Terry Hatcher?
No, that's Michael Jackson.
Are we going to talk about both stories?
All right. Well, we'll start with your story.
Okay.
You could just go ahead and say it.
Okay.
I think it's made up.
Jackson?
No, it's
real.
It was on like a reputable site.
Well, Jackson is now, what is it? Michael Jackson's hiding out in Vegas right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He wants to make a comeback. After the whole thing in a couple years ago with the kids, you know, molesting children,
a whole
and all
thing
that
last
whole
thing. Decade.
Wait, Michael well, the Jackson last, okay. molested children.
The last, yes, what? The last big one,
dude,
in 2004.
You hiccuping douche. You want a glass of water?
If you can, that would be nice.
Carly.
Well, anyway, he wants to make a comeback, and part of the comeback is that he wants to. Oh,
Fuck!
Turn his mic off. I can't stand this.
He wants to.
He wants to erect a 50-foot tall robotic version of himself that will roam the deserts of Vegas,
just killing animals.
Yeah,
shooting laser beams from its eyes.
No.
Yeah.
Now I don't believe it.
Check the story.
Shooting the laser beams from the eyes. What does that mean?
I don't know, but that's what it said in the story.
Maybe headlights from out of the eyes. I don't know.
No, it says it right here. TheOnion.com. He's right.
Wow.
No. Check it. Check it. It's on our boards.
It says it right here on Andy Milonakis' website.
That 37-year-old douchebag.
He swears by it.
Douchebag. What does it say? We got...
All right. Okay. Mike. It was on Yahoo News.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm sure there was some embellishment.
Maybe.
Not from his camp.
I'd like a 50-foot tall LaToya.
Ugh!
Vaughn is very loud tonight.
Sorry. Yes.
He really is.
Turn him.
I need to relax. It's hurting my ears.
Anyway.
Creamy. Yeah,
uh-oh, okay. Vaughn's getting some water.
Did anyone, speaking of LaToya Jackson, anyone see Armed and Famous?
No.
No.
That show got canceled after like 3 episodes.
Horrible show, but most of the show was about LaToya Jackson and her having a fear of cats.
Oh.
That's kind of funny.
Wasn't Erica Estrada in that movie?
Yes. Yes. Ponch was in the movie.
Armed
in the
Puerto Rican.
Vaughn, I hear if you hold your breath for 1 hour and 50 minutes,
you'll lose hiccups.
It'll cure the hiccups.
It'll cure a lot of your problems, actually.
Or a lot of our problems.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Can we get a webcam up here?
That would be funny.
Fucking asshole.
No one wants to see what we look like. Really.
No, there just on Vaughn holding his breath.
It says he wants to do it.
What does it say now?
As a part of one of his shows in Vegas.
A big show.
It's now been claimed that his plans include an elaborate show in Vegas, which would feature the giant Jacko striding around the desert firing laser beams.
Hello?
Basically, he's going to be a sentinel from X-Men.
Yes.
Well, if it's
doing
for like
rocket punches.
If it's for a show, that's one thing. I thought you meant like he's just going to cavort around the desert in a giant
Well, first
robot.
Of all, he wouldn't be allowed to do that.
I really don't know. Like he's fucking plankton.
I know.
You know? Like SpongeBob.
Oh. Listen to me.
Krang.
Listen to me. If he got the right thing.
Give me back my children.
Wow.
I want those children. I left my case.
I'm sorry, Vaughn, you were talking.
No, I'm good. That was too good.
Oh, it's Crane. It's great.
Anyway.
Okay, so what else happened to him now?
Well, now he has...
While in the construction phase of this big mechanical behemoth.
He has pneumonia.
Oh.
He's dead.
He has pneumonia.
He has the AIDS.
You've got the AIDS.
Apparently he got it from his children while in Japan.
Wow.
Wait, which children?
His actual two children, Paris and fucking, I don't know,
Michael
Brick or something.
Japan!
Prince. Paris and Prince.
Mosaic.
Oh, Prince Michael II?
Yeah. Ugh, yeah.
That he almost dropped from a fucking 50-story. Yeah.
Oops.
Whoops.
Whoops-a-daisy. He's already in a blanket, so it's all right.
That's good.
So yeah, he was rushed to the hospital.
Mm.
In Vegas.
Yeah, guess what?
While going over his giant robot plans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must have been a hallucination from the pneumonia.
I think
right?
So. Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I've had that.
When a giant robot. Oh my God, my head.
He falls over.
Yeah. Oh my God.
A giant robotic child.
With a gaping a-hole.
What?
I'm going to crawl in his a-hole.
Why are we saying a-hole?
Why not?
I don't know.
Clean it up.
Because he's Michael Jackson. He wouldn't say
ass. In his giant brown shithole.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to crawl up in his purple starfish.
Wow.
Put it in my motherboard.
Stick it in my shit pie.
Why do you make up words every
Twist
show?
Twist it to me, Rodas.
What's the wrong thing about... What's the thing about that stuff?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What stuff?
I don't know. Me making up things. Why can't I do that?
No, I'm just saying. You always come up with this, like a new word.
Yeah.
It's funny, usually.
Like, combining a couple of different words
shit
into one.
Pie. Shit pie. Shit doesn't
fuck.
Make sense.
My shit pie.
Whatever, you tool bags.
See, like that. Tool bag.
It doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Really.
It's like your ball bag.
No, a tool bag is something that you carry your tools in.
Yeah, I carry my tools. My kids
what tools?
Are in there. Tool bag right there.
He's shaking his nuts right now.
We're
going
to have to work on that.
Stop.
I guess he...
And this man works for the government.
Yeah. Believe it or not, he touches his nuts and then he touches your mail.
By the way, I saw you the other day when I yelled at you.
Yes, you did.
And if there was ever
Titus
a picture in Webster's next to disgruntled, it would be you in your mail, your ill-fitting mailman uniform.
In what manner?
The shorts are like that on everybody, not just
you
mail.
Not the shorts, the shirt.
All right, I got a good
You might
new
as well
shirt.
Have been naked. It was so
They're
tight.
They're tight, yeah.
There's a couple
No,
of
that
them.
One, yeah, that one was new. I had to break that one out.
That poor shirt.
There's a couple of mailmen around here who wear shorts all year round.
They're crazy. UPS men do that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're fucking nuts, UPS
They'll
men.
Be wearing a big, heavy coat.
They all
and
have
then
huge
shorts.
Legs. You know what I'm saying?
They walk a lot.
Yeah.
And squat and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You always see, every time I see a UPS man, they get huge fucking calves like boulders.
You can, like, their knees are, like, tiny, and then their
That's
ankles
probably why
are
they
tiny,
wear shorts. They can't put their pants over
it. I don't even think they're allowed to wear pants or something.
No.
Something gay like that.
My brother works for UPS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's been there for, like, 30 years.
Dan looks like Jabba over there.
Oda Jabba.
Wow.
Yeah, Lola was up there.
Oh, my gosh.
She looks salacious.
That we need. This needs to be the picture for the main page.
Oh my god!
With the headphone, this is the outfit's perfect.
I think the couch is actually bending.
In this,
you want to see a picture of Java? You got to see my roommate's father.
Uh-oh.
He's still around. That we used to call him Java.
Oh yeah. And I had never really met him. And then one day I went over to the house and there he was in his underwear and his wife beater on the couch. I'm like, wow, you're right.
Whoa!
Told never. You look like Java.
Never coming here again.
Yeah. So,
What else was there, him?
Nah, he's going to die. I hope.
You know why? If he dies, there will be, like, mass suicides, which would be...
In Kenya.
No,
like,
there's
who cares?
There's certain
no
assholes
one in the U.S.
Around,
gonna...
There's certain assholes around here who are still obsessed with him.
Yeah, there are.
Look in California when they did the trials 2 years ago, right?
I know. Those weirdos.
The place was packed with fucking people who were insane about it.
They aren't people.
Well, you know what I mean.
They're robots.
Retards, that are from like anywhere from like kids' ages to like our parents' ages. It's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Why doesn't he just like make a religion? He has so many assholes.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. He could.
He could build an army.
Yeah. Easily.
He could.
The religion of bubbles.
Maybe that's what he's doing. Yeah. Maybe that's why he's making this
robot.
Yeah, huge robot.
Yeah.
Jacksonology.
It's going to be like a Trojan horse. It's going to come in. It's going to like go on the ground, and all these like troopers are going to like
come out of its ass.
Yeah.
It'll be the Thriller zombies. Doing retarded dances and fucking
and all
chopped
their,
up suits.
All their masks look like the kids' faces.
I'll tell you, some of that scared me when I was a kid, though.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't watch that video.
Like, after they dance, and they're all like, they're in a circle.
Especially him. Right. He looks...
Oh, he looked awful.
Yeah.
You know,
he looked much different.
Well, he looks similar to what he looks like now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. His face was green. Big deal.
You know what horrifies me now? You ever see that movie Dream? Was it Moonwalker? Was it?
Yeah.
That fucked up movie he did? That's fucked up. You watch that now, you're just like,
I know. Absolutely weird.
How the fuck did they prove this?
You ever play the video game?
The video game was horrible. The arcade one was okay.
Yeah.
The video game.
Yeah.
The Genesis one?
Ugh. Disgusting piece of shit.
Yeah.
Ugh. There's a... Have you seen online? There's a Turkish one of this.
Oh, my God.
Turkish. It's Turkish or Indian?
Turkish thriller?
Well, it's like an Indian version.
One.
Yeah, it's an Indian version.
I thought, like, it was banned in all Muslim countries.
Yeah.
Well, no, not like his version. They actually did another version of it with, like, a different, like, person.
Come on, Carly, dance for us.
Is that
that's so disturbing.
Vera DeMilo? Oh, no, wait. That's Jimmy Fox's character that barks on In Living Color.
Yeah.
Awful. The coyote ugly one?
No.
Yeah, that fucking nasty chick.
Yeah, the nasty chick he does.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is. Wanda?
Wanda, yeah.
Wanda anyway. Fish Lips.
All right. He was good.
Get this off the air.
Oh, this is great.
Hey, I like Michael Jackson back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Come on, Carly, do the dance.
I love in the Simpsons beat 'em up when you're on the graveyard stage,
right?
And the zombies come out and they start dancing like Thriller.
Yeah,
it's so disturbing.
You gotta do the shoulder thing, you know, That's like the mid part.
I think we need a webcam just to show that.
Right? Just have Carly dancing.
Like this. Yeah.
Since people can't see, Carly is doing...
The Thriller dance.
Thriller. Yes.
A hack version.
Two reasons.
A hack.
Wow. She's doing a hacky douche version.
It's better than I could
do. I think she's doing pretty damn good.
It was
pretty good.
The two reasons we need that is for that and one for the dog climbing on Dan like he was Mount Everest.
Wow.
The dog's making a very valiant effort to get over his leg a second ago.
That's why I said it in the one picture of Dan on his MySpace page that the rock is trying to get off of him.
It's fun making fun of people to make yourself feel better.
It's true.
That's what we do, and that's what we care about.
It really is.
But anyway.
Oh, what else? I'm tired of Michael Jackson.
Me too.
I just, like, if he died, I wouldn't be upset.
No, I wouldn't. I would go about my day, honestly.
All right, name your two most hated celebrities that you wish would die.
Oh, boy.
Michael Jackson wouldn't be one of mine.
No. Not that I would want him, but I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Someone that I would care, that I would, like, rejoice if they died.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Anna Nicole Smith, I was very pleased with her death.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to put it right out there.
To me, she wasn't, like, even in my...
Probably, even a celebrity in my mind.
Probably not even my
yeah,
top
50. Yeah, she's an unearned celebrity.
Yeah, you know, she's just famous.
Barbara Streisand, I wish would die.
Oh, yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Wow. I said about a year ago, I wish her and Cher would be like riding in convertibles
Cher,
and
really
collide.
And Rocky
and their cars would
their
flip over and they just land. The car would land on them and they'd die. That would be a wet dream.
Barbara Streisand, definitely. She's one of those ones. Derek?
I don't know.
Oh, we'll come back.
I don't have a lot of hatred. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, whatever.
What are you doing on the site then?
Steve Guttenberg.
What the hell did he ever do to you besides make Short Circuit?
Police Academy.
Police Academy, I'm good with. Short Circuit? No, dead.
Yeah, you're off the show.
Execution right
short
there.
Short Circuit, too.
Input.
I hate Fisher Stevens more than I hate him.
Fisher Stevens?
What was that gang's name? Los Locos? Was that it?
Los Locos kick your ass. Los Locos kick your face. Los Locos kick your balls into outer space.
Oh, my God. I've heard that since
totally
I saw the movie.
Fucking forgot about that.
What were we going to say, Carly?
Is that a check?
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
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 That's a collective effort right there.
I used to actually like her, like, back in the day.
League of Their Own. Was good. Eden. Or what was that
Exit
movie?
To
Exit to Eden.
With Dan Aykroyd?
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
That was when I started hating her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I paid no attention to that movie.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell, that's a collective. I'd like to hear about her dying.
Yeah. I don't think I really want anyone to die, really, celebrity-wise.
I don't want her to die. I just don't want her to be a celebrity.
I just don't want her to be living anymore.
She'd have to die for that to happen, though, so. Yeah.
Let's just put him in a ship and launch him towards the sun.
Yeah,
we don't know if they'll die.
I would honestly like to make a real kind of survivor. Just throw a bunch of celebrities on an island and see what happens. Yeah. Yeah.
Chainsaws only.
Yeah,
they actually did what Steve suggested in a Simpsons episode.
Really,
Rosie O'Donnell was on going to the sun.
Yeah, but wasn't it like it was like was Tom Arnold?
I had no
Pauly
idea.
Shores, every annoying celebrity Pauly in the
Shore.
World.
All right, there are annoying ones.
I kind of like Pauly Shore,
but he doesn't do anything.
He just milks off his mother's, like...
Comedy.
Comedy places, and that's it.
I don't know.
He
was funny back in the 90s.
No, he wasn't.
Come on.
Jury Duty.
Son-in-law. Jury Duty.
Sonny Duty. Son-in-law.
In the Army Now.
Encino Man, maybe. In the Army Now? Come on, dude.
Terrible.
We were, like, 17 when that came out.
Son-in-law sucks shit.
Yeah.
Son-in-law was funny.
He was in an episode of Married with Children, right?
And he was very funny.
Yeah.
He was actually in, like, 2, I think.
Was he? There was the one where Al gets the second job, right?
Yeah, he's the fast food like manager.
Yep.
He wasn't like that's the Pauly Shore I like. He wasn't like Pauly Shore yet.
Yeah, he was
really.
He wasn't like faggy.
Because I was like 88. Yeah. Like he wasn't even like.
Come
relative.
On, Bundy. Gotta make the sound, Bundy.
Yeah. Whoosh.
Exactly. So if he was just like that all the time, he would have been great. But yeah, the whole like "Hey, buddy" thing was annoying.
Does the chat room want anyone to die?
Yeah, what do you think, guys?
They're not paying attention. They're talking about like. Food or
what about Burt Reynolds? He's a fucking asshole.
Burt Reynolds I can live with.
Leave the Bandit alone.
Fuck that movie.
I mean,
leave the Bandit alone.
I mean, look at some of the shit he's been putting out. I mean, wasn't he in the Dukes of Hazzard remake?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yes, he was Boss Hogg.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
That's
that was the worst Boss Hogg ever.
No, he was pretty much playing what Jackie Gleason was doing in the Smokey and the Bandit films. pretty much that whole, that's the same skit.
Yeah.
He was just, you know, trying to do that whole bit, and it wasn't really working.
There's another Dukes of Hazzard, like ABC Family movie I saw for it. Terrible.
Mm-hmm. They made a...
That's something you don't do.
Yeah, it's like
again.
A straight to DVD.
Yeah, it's a prequel,
they had the Dukes of Hazzard, The Beginning. I got it last week.
The Beginning.
You got it?
Ian got it.
Oh, yeah. You bought it.
Oh, your life partner got it.
Oh, shit.
Hey, the chicken, it's hot.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're both... So I could run so a Jenna Jameson movie.
Yeah. So you're both...
And Willie Nelson's still in it.
Really?
That's Willie Nelson's still Uncle
he needs
Jesse.
He needs the pot money.
I actually think I used to masturbate to the old Duke.
Oh, I was going
to
say the Willie Nelson.
Oh, I definitely
Daisy
did.
Duke?
Who did not? Who did not masturbate to
right?
Daisy?
I actually never really watched the show.
No, but here's the kicker. It was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon while I'm watching it on the couch while my mom's cooking dinner.
That's true.
Ew.
So, no, right. I'm kidding, obviously.
You were pulling maybe, one out? Maybe. While,
yeah, his mom wasn't cooking dinner.
You just grabbed a
your veal is ready, Steven.
You just grabbed a handful of ants and put them down there. They did a job for you.
A little Mott's applesauce. A little Mott's applesauce and veal.
Oh, you poor fucker.
Fish sticks.
Gross. Oh.
I used to eat
you
fish
wouldn't
sticks.
Eat, you wouldn't eat fish sticks.
I eat fish sticks. As a kid. I cringe when I see them in the,
oh, yeah.
At work now. I see them in the...
Now, surprisingly, Steve loves spinach.
Love spinach. I eat raw
which
spinach at work.
Which is amazing, because that's probably the only vegetable he's ever eaten.
There's very few people I know that like spinach.
Yeah. Gross.
Are you Popeye?
Carly.
No, but I love spinach.
He likes Popeyes, though.
I do.
We went there the other day, last week.
Or we did. It was fucking delicious.
I need to go back.
Yeah, it was good.
It was my first time going. Yeah. Chicken was all right.
Really?
It was okay.
What did you have?
I just had like a three-piece chicken. Yeah.
Well, Popeye's?
Dark meat. Yeah.
I love Popeye's. Good.
Popeye's is good.
Biscuits?
Excellent. What? Yeah. Beats the dark kernel. Meat.
Biscuits were along the lines of Red Lobster biscuits,
really?
Which are good.
Wow. So anyway.
Chris says he hates anything in a can.
Oh,
spinach,
right.
Tuna, sardines, or anything.
Well, no, you gotta get the spinach in the frozen, like the bag, not
or
the can.
Brick, the frozen brick.
Yeah,
yeah.
The frozen brick of spinach.
Yeah, because okay. The ones in the cans are kind of.
Yeah,
it tastes very manufactured.
The frozen brick's cheaper too.
Yeah, it
growing,
is.
You know, growing up poor, you get pretty cheap.
I know about that.
Living poor.
Yeah.
Pre-cooked frozen food is just.
I'd rather buy chicken like that because I don't want to die.
You don't
chicken
die,
in a can.
Huh?
No, like pre-cooked
like Hormel chicken.
No, pre-cooked frozen food. Like yeah. Like you know, chicken wing, like chicken wings or chicken fingers, whatever.
Yeah. Well,
I'll buy
fine.
That all pre-cooked. I don't even want to, you know.
Yeah.
I hate when it's like bread and it's still pink in the middle, and they're like, "Oh yeah, cook
yeah.
it."
Mm-hmm.
My mother has tendencies of doing that. She'll cook it and be like, "Oh, it looks done," and then you cut in the middle of it. And it's nice and pink.
Yeah, Carly's brother did that. He actually had like how many chicken tenders? Like he had a couple before he realized they were like. Pink in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, she just heated them up. She thought they were pre-cooked.
No,
so she like warmed them in the microwave.
It pretty
and
much says it.
It
right on the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. No, she's not really that.
Or apparently a cook at all. If you know, frozen taters and fucking chicken.
Tater
that's
got to
be like the worst thing. Uncooked chicken.
Gross.
It's just like.
No, uncooked fried chicken.
I'll put some hair on your ass.
You ever have like homemade fried chicken and they didn't cook it completely through the middle?
Yeah.
So when you pull, when you're starting to eat it and it just starts bleeding around the bone?
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time. Another thing with my mother. She's an okay cook, but she can't fry for shit. Anything that's kind of, you know, wonky. She can do steaks, burgers, pre-cooked chicken, but if it's anything fresh, no way.
No way.
Uh-uh.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, it's fine. You're not going to die. Like, can we put this back in the oven?" Yeah, sure. We'll put it in the microwave. Let's do that.
Microwave.
Ugh.
Because that cooks well.
You had to see, like, all of us are just like, we're done. We had, like, one piece each. We're done.
Let's just lay it in the sun.
Get the magnifying glass.
Let's turn the room temperature up.
Has everyone here hung out with Juan's parents?
No.
But under
never
my
met
armpit.
Them once.
Oh. What? Me and Derek used to go over there in high school.
Did I?
Yeah.
Ah!
I remember that.
There's one time I remember when Derek was over.
I think I was only there once.
Where my brother broke a lamp when somebody was trying to get into a room.
A lamp?
We had the picture. Or the picture in the condo. The black and white that
I took from like freaking 18-12.
Yeah.
18-12. When everybody was wearing suits.
Yeah.
No.
We were
in trench coats.
The year 18-12.
Good old days when everybody was wearing suits.
Oh You fucking idiot.
18-0-12.
18-0-12.
I don't give a shit.
18-0-1-2.
And?
Who cares?
The future.
Took you guys all a couple minutes. Who cares?
I got it immediately.
Yeah, whatever.
Of course, Matt.
I was just
whatever
their
brainiac.
Leave him alone.
18-0.
Whatever, four eyes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh. When I was younger, the Kaiser took away the zero, so we had to use ot.
What? Was that English?
I don't know.
Was that from The Simpsons?
I don't know.
Okay. Venda's going to hate this show.
But they took away the number two.
Does Venda not like
The
Simpsons?
Use dickety.
Yeah, I didn't want to add that. I was done after
ot dickety. 19-0 dickety.
All right, can we get a break?
Break. It's only been a half hour.
Come on, dude.
Oh, come Damn! On. We don't need a break yet.
Can we go to end the show?
Speaking of Michael Jackson, I'll just cut that whole thing out for the podcast. Pervert will glow in dark.
Wait, Michael Jackson did glow in dark?
He already does.
Oh.
Yeah. A peeping Tom in England has been ordered to wear a fluorescent jacket whenever he goes out at night so he can be spotted by potential victims. 24-year-old was caught creeping into a woman's garden and staring through a crack in her curtains.
Ooh.
Wow, that's so gross.
Staring at her crack.
Was he stealing, like, their underwear? Like, on the lines?
No, he was just watching.
Just masturbating to them while they're watching TV?
The pervert, who gave his occupation to police as a diamond driller,
ooh,
was already on the sex offender's register.
That's a term for his penis.
Okay.
So he pretty much has to wear...
Diamond stud?
Yeah.
Studded penis.
Like a crossing guard jacket, basically. Yeah. Funny is that?
Yeah,
they might as well just
ridiculous.
Put, like, pervert on the back.
It probably does. I wouldn't be surprised.
Just draw an impermanent marker on his forehead.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there... No,
if it gets to that point, why isn't he just in prison? Like, seriously.
Well, but if all he does is just, like, to stare at people,
uh-huh,
doesn't physically harm them, I think it's a waste of space.
Yeah.
I do, too. I really have no problem.
I think the fluorescent jacket is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like a, okay, you're fucking creepy. Put this on.
Well, no, I guess.
Someone should introduce him to the internet.
Yeah, that's true. Is that all he did?
Right.
That's all he did.
He just looked at
the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, but you're trespassing into people's yards and watching them.
Yeah.
So what?
That's like one, that's like two things right there.
One,
you're creepy by sitting here watching somebody watch TV, and two, you're in their backyard hanging out.
Why don't they just let him come in?
Yeah,
maybe he's just lonely.
Yeah, of course he's lonely. He's standing in someone's garden, peeping at them.
Mm-hmm. Here's some brisket. Come in, watch me watch TV.
There was I don't have the article, but there was another guy who was brought in for videotaping some woman's feet at like a library or something.
Feet?
That's hot.
They caught him. He was just like videotaping her feet,
uh-huh,
but they couldn't charge him with anything because that's not a crime.
It's not like
videotaping someone's foot is nothing.
Didn't
but
that
guy
in
a
have
library?
Like thousands of hours of people's feet?
I don't know. I didn't read the
foot
whole thing.
Fetish?
Yeah, I'm assuming he has a foot fetish. But
if he was using like a special you ever see those ones where they set up like a special briefcase or something like that with a camera poked in and they just kind of walk by the girl and take video of her underwear? That's illegal. You get in trouble for that.
Obviously, yeah.
Well, just taking someone, that's like, zooming in on someone's face, like right on like a zit on their face and taking 8 hours of video of that. You really can't get arrested for it.
How great must it be to have a foot fetish?
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of feet.
Yeah. Well, you just go to the beach and you're good for
a heaven.
Week.
Yeah. And you're sitting there humping the air.
Might have a heart attack.
Well, I would.
Okay.
Anyway, even if I didn't have a foot fetish.
Man, let's all go to the nude beach this year.
Yeah, let's. Like.
Really? Have you been there?
No, but I've heard about it.
No, you don't want to go.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not.
That's why it's all the way at the end of the beach.
Yeah.
Old people.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
fat
I don't think there's
people.
Anyone under like 45.
Gargantuan people.
You know who does concessions at the nude beach in the summertime?
You.
Who's that?
My last high school girlfriend.
Oh.
Really? What was she like?
In the senior year, redhead.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we still talk occasionally, and she tells me crazy nude people stories.
Nice. Wow.
Gross.
Ew.
Yeah,
selling hot dogs and shit?
Yeah, sitting on the beach.
Can I have a bun?
Selling hot dogs.
Puns just flying.
Can I get a bun and some iced tea? The bun for my penis and the iced tea for my balls?
What? I don't know. What is he talking about?
So, Vaughn, you're not going to be here next week?
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
No, you're not going to be here.
No,
next
no,
year.
Go and enjoy yourself.
That wasn't a question. That was that was pretty much
rhetorical.
I'll text Carly and tell her I'm not going to be here.
He'll phone it in.
Oh my God!
He'll text Matt to text.
I seriously
Carly.
Wasn't going to come in. Or I seriously wanted to do something before we came here, but like I had something to do, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll blow it off. I'll do it tomorrow."
Oh, okay.
But then I was like, "Yeah, I should have done it. I could have missed the first half an hour." We could have had a little bit of a what peace? Is that what you like to call it?
Peace.
Event.
Quiet. I know you do.
You do. That's it.
That's why you're not on here.
Vendo could. Vendo could have loved that first half hour. Oh, poor Vendo.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Damn.
Doesn't work for him.
He's our friend. Tough shit.
Yeah, I know, right?
He's everybody's friend.
I like Vendo.
Check Chaos.
Is he like your number one fan?
He's the arch enemy to Vaughn.
Yes. He's our number one fan, and he loathes me.
Loathes.
That was way too many consonants.
He fishes and loathes me.
I said loathes.
Say it again.
Loathe. Okay. Got me laughing.
No, yeah.
Loathe. My big fat tongue. Oh, no,
yeah, you do. Fat tongue.
Daffy Duck in the house.
He loathed me.
All right, fine.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah, thank
Please.
You.
Sucking wind, I believe, is the term.
Yeah.
Whatever, back fat.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. Back fat. I'm all bringing right, back fat back. Fat.
Kuzumo Zespa in Mandalorian. War's over, I'm a piece of Mandalorian. Story of stump, Star Wars historians. Deep in debate, but they play at Benegans. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job to do with Darth, the guy that delegates. Got something against Skywalker, somebody really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm after Solo. For all I carry, could be hiding at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a job was run a shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious, degenerate defender of the devil. Shoving all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpacks got jets. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Well, I chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I'm a question, rap inside Enigma. Get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. From Endor to Hoth, Ridley to Spock. What you want, but there's gonna be a cost. Say my name is Boba Fett, I know my shit is tight. Start acting right, yo, buzzing a carbonite. Got telescopic sight, flame throwers on my wrist. You still don't get the gist, spike boots that made a kick. Targets that made a hit, you think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch, I see you in the Sarlacc pit. You just flipped my switch, integrity's been ditched. You scratching on my itch, you know I shoot again. I got the bean and secatinas, waiting to lick my lusty lips. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line, the stinky smile I have inside. Hope you have hyperdrive. Cause I never take a bribe. He's a beautiful different drama. Baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else they be put under. As in 6 feet. Got an imperial fleet backing me up. Gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a death star. Got 4 payments on my car. Handed over to Hammerhead. At most likely bar. Used to carjack him. He's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. And for me that's not an option. Can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpacks got jets. Well I'm Boba. All that fat. Well I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to find it. Chill in deep space. A mask is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I still narrow my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I stay open like a tauntaun, faster than the Autobahn. Or a motorbike, a tron. Do the deed, I'm living gone. Jabba has a hidden fit. Contact Corinthian. Overcoat the plan on photo politic. It's legit. Back in the day when I was a slave, living life in a fast lane, lacking a pod race. Mean street tweak that became a basket case. So the space.
man-made moons, they go one by one. When the sun is done for the day, that's when the girls come by through the silver blinds. We'll watch the drinking lie on the pavement. That's our sentiment. Down by the railway, the bicycles are there, an apocalyptic fear for the alive. It's a sign, the messengers they bring, with the stainless steel wings on a 45. The place I love.
Got love. young boys here in your bedroom.
Right.
Ska reminds me of high school.
It also reminds me of something I never want to listen to.
Oh my god.
The dog farted.
Fuck,
the
dog. No!
It's either the dog farted or Matt's doing it and just blaming
the
dog.
Oh my god, that is horrible.
She's looking around with this coy look on her face like, what?
You
she seriously weighs 5 pounds.
Oh,
how
fucking smell
can
it?
She do this?
Lord of shit.
I didn't smell it.
I wish it was like a bit and we're just doing this to be funny, but it's not funny.
No. I seriously think it's Matt. This
There's nothing funny going on here.
No,
that smells like
it's
a dog
her.
Fart.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Oh, my God.
In her defense, if you ate that nasty fucking food, well, you'd be stinking up the joint there.
Yeah, she's eating green pellets by the ton.
Oh, so what do we got?
And wet,
look
wet
at him,
fucking horse
defeated.
Man. Well, he didn't do show prep. He was all week.
He's off in the last 2 weeks.
Nothing. Nah.
Week and a half. What again?
What'd you do today? What'd you do today?
I played World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. My God.
What did I tell
like
you?
Like I said, say goodbye to him, Carly.
Not to play World of Warcraft.
Thank you. Now, did you pick up like a free 30 thing or did you just download it online?
Yeah, I downloaded it. And it was a... it's like 10-day thing.
It's a 10-day trial.
Yeah.
And you've played it. And
I guess that's fair.
Was that today? Just today you started?
Today and yesterday.
Oh, so the last 2 days you've been playing it.
Yeah. Not like nonstop. Maybe
no, not like when you started with Star Wars.
Two or 3 hours in the past 2 days.
Not like Star Wars where you were doing what?
Well, I was explaining to Carly, Star Wars Galaxies was bad because I really like Star Wars.
You were doing 15-hour campaigns at one time, weren't
you? Yeah, what are
you going to
do?
Campaigns.
Does WoW have a, like, a waiver that you have to sign when you join it, like saying like, if you lose your job.
No,
like,
well,
your
they do have. They did really
they're not
like
responsible.
Their terms and all that shit was. They really stressed that. Like I had
extensive.
To,
yeah.
Yeah, I had to like three times. I had to say yes, like yes, yes, yeah. And they're like, no, really, read it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they're so hardcore because their fan base is ridiculous. They have millions of people playing the game every day.
It's I think
unreal.
It's like 4 million or something. Yeah. Right, 8 million.
Maybe about that. About that.
That's a lot.
Right. You're adding, even though you're doing it for 10 days, you're still adding.
Anyway.
Wait, hold on. What kind of character are you playing?
Jesus.
I know. I want to know.
I am a, what the fuck are they? I don't even remember their names.
What does it look like?
The big, like, kind of looks like a bull with the big horns.
The cows?
Yeah, like the big cow things. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You play the silliest looking character in the whole damn game.
Well, our friend Justin McHugh.
Oh, okay.
He plays.
Yeah.
And
who? Justin McName drop.
Well, no, we're not bashing him, so
whatever.
It's okay. I'm sure you wouldn't mind. He
dork.
He's big into it. Yeah, he's a dork like us.
I had no idea what
well.
He is.
Yeah. But anyway, I called him up and I asked him what I should be and he gave me a suggestion, so I followed it.
Okay. I know
I'm a hunter.
Okay, so they were the characters from the original game.
Yes.
The orcs or whatever they're called.
No, they're not orcs. I forget what the title of that character is called,
It's like a Toreg or something.
Torin.
Yeah.
Oh, that
yeah.
Makes sense.
Their character's part of the original games. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They're another faction.
I know nothing about Warcraft.
I never was really big into Warcraft until this game.
You just fished.
Yeah. Well, I played it for about a good couple months, trying to get my characters up, and then I just didn't want to fight bears to get my levels up, so I just gave up and went fishing.
Well,
I fished for 6 months, and I was like, I think I need to give this up.
Yeah.
Gross.
The big difference, which I think is insane, is that everything you have has a durability, and it goes down over time. So just from playing the game, everything's wearing off on you. So all of a sudden, I'm just like my weapons disappear.
Yeah, they break
and
up.
They're like, yeah, they're broke.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I've been killing animals, which have no money on them.
Yeah.
So I had like 2 coins on me, and I had to buy a new axe for 89 coins. I'm just like, what the fuck am I gonna do?
You're in debt already.
When you're cleaning the animal out, when you're clearing all the
Looting them?
That you were getting out of them,
yeah.
Did you get a lot? You should have just sold all the meat and everything like that. You can make good money with that.
Oh, I didn't know you can sell the meat.
Oh,
I didn't pick up anything.
Yeah, it's
yeah. You pick up all everything.
It's a lot of common sense. Yeah,
you pick up the meat to survive, so you don't die.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, yeah. The meats that actually, you can eat.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are just—it's just like feather meat. But you can't do anything with it.
Well, you can sell it.
I didn't.
And sometimes you can take certain things and combine them and sell them for more money.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I was completely lost. I was roaming around, and I had like And when you fucking die, holy shit.
Yeah. You got to either go get your body back.
Oh, my God. What a pain in the ass. I quit like 3 times. Like, fuck it. I'm not going. No.
I'm not
finding my body.
Yeah, because you'll die and you won't remember exactly. Because
you're all the way across and you have to walk everywhere until you get a mount, which I don't even know where the fuck you get a mount from.
You got to get it to a certain level.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay for it or some
are they
are
faster
free.
At least?
They're animals or, you know, they're like.
Do you go places faster?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, pretty much it's like some of them have like horses or.
Yeah.
Or just bigger animals and stuff
like
that. You move quicker.
Okay, good. Because you walk everywhere. It's just walking and walk. It's like Lord of the Rings. You're just walking, walking, walking.
Well, that's what it is.
And then you die and you turn to a ghost like halfway across the world and you have to either walk again and find your body.
Or.
And if you do find your body and you resurrect, you might die again.
Wow.
Because there's still shit around you that killed you in the first place.
Yeah.
Or you can talk to an angel. And 25% of all of your durability will be sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your clothing, your armor, everything, your weapons, they all decrease.
Yeah, well.
Insane.
I could never touch it because I'd be too afraid.
Yeah, no,
why?
Don't.
Because you'd be too sucked in?
Because you would like that sort of, because you're into all that and you would manage it very well.
Yeah.
I'm a dummy. I played Star Wars Galaxy. That is like WoW for dummies. Everything's handed to you and they're like, here, here's a gun.
Yep.
It'll never disappear.
Yeah,
you just shoot it. I'm like, nice, dun, dun, dun.
Well, before you got into it, it was actually really
oh, I know. It was
elaborate.
Very similar, yeah.
And then they retarded it.
Yes. They made it very
retarded.
User-friendly, I guess.
Watered it down.
Loser-friendly.
Yeah. Loser friends.
Yeah, so... did you actually, like, when you got into the little valley that you start in, did you actually just start working on getting things up and getting it weapons and everything like that? Or did you do it like me when I started? I tried to do the fun run. You get out of the valley. You try to get out of the valley without getting killed.
I've tried to do that, but I just die. But it's just, it's insane.
You make it to the gates and dead.
I don't know. The quests are hard.
Some of them are retarded.
Yeah. It's like,
bring me this. Yeah. Okay.
Go to the well and bring me some water.
Yeah. Like P. Diddy.
You will receive 2 silver coins.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. And actually, I go to the well, I get water, and I walk back. I'm like, this is fun.
And then you can get abilities and train and learn abilities.
And during the walk, my armor wore down.
Really? You had a shit.
My axe disappeared, getting water. Fucking insane.
Fell down the well.
Gotta go to an armor smith.
Yeah.
Oh, I got no money because I've only been killing animals.
You
and
like
not
a
picking
cardboard
up any
axe.
Of loot.
And you dropped it in the water.
Cardboard axe.
Done.
Whoops.
It's made of balsa wood and flew away.
You just give people paper cuts. And they're just like, oh. But
you were mauled by a bear.
I want our friend, my friend, Justin, to like find me and help me. Please.
Oh my God.
It just sounds
like
a very elaborate Oregon Trail. Give me
it,
Oregon
Oh yeah,
Trail
thank you.
Any
yeah,
day.
It really is.
Any day of the week, I'll take Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
It's Oregon
with its horrible graphics and horrible sounds and horrible gameplay.
Since when does a bullet move at 1 pixel per second?
Oh God.
Oh, it's gonna get it!
Like the moon of nights.
Yeah,
yeah. Missed that deer like by this much.
Yeah.
How nerve wracking was crossing the river with the
God! Yeah.
You always got to caulk the wagon.
I was like, my heart was like in my throat every time.
I know, right?
I
would just send them across, like walk across, and the water was too deep. Like I would say it like right beforehand, like they're not gonna make it. Now,
what are you gonna do? Boop, boop, boop.
What I always hated was like you kill a buffalo or whatever, and it says like you. There was like 960 pounds of food, but you could only bring back like 8 pounds with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
Why?
I know. I couldn't go back.
Make another wagon out of the body.
Yeah.
Ride it around.
I'd either die like drowning, trying to get
I would
across,
always get like,
or
I
get like typhoid. Yeah. The kids would die from typhoid,
dysentery.
And the wife would
dysentery.
Go in, dysentery, and I'd just die alone.
Giving them, like, horrible squirrel meat.
See, back in middle school or elementary school, even, when we were playing that, we would make the characters' names of all the classmates, and
we
got in
hated.
Trouble. of the kids we hated.
Oh, God.
So we were getting in trouble because we would point it out when, like, somebody died of dysentery.
Fat Tony died of dysentery.
Wow. Like, somebody who's only person in the room whose name is that.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, very obvious.
Or what is it? When you had to go to the general store when you first started to buy stuff, I'd buy the dumb things like really did need, or like I overpack on like ammo and like you know, and not over and not pack on supplies as much. Yeah. So I'd have like this much food.
Yeah,
like
I can't
the smallest
ahead.
Ration of food.
Yeah, I can't think ahead in a game.
And I had like an armory.
I would
me
always
as
just
I go
hunt
out.
Hunt every time it was possible.
Yeah,
and just hunt everything.
I sucked at the hunting.
It was gone, even though you couldn't bring back all of it.
It's like too bad. I'm shooting shit.
Uh huh. Yeah, when it would just tell you eventually. Like you
between that and like number munchers. Remember number munchers?
Yeah.
That little green guy.
Oh.
And the old Macs.
Like a shitty brick old
Apple IIe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spinach green screen.
What was that?
That was
one
of the best games
game
ever.
The fish game?
The lake, was it called?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I used to love that one too.
I don't remember.
And those games are Thunderbird.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Thunderbird.
It was like third grade they implemented it.
Like
it was like this
like the liquor?
Kind of like the liquor. But I think they did it in all the schools in M Town.
And there was the one game with the bears. Remember that? That was like that whole learning thing based around those bears. What the fuck were they called?
The Berenstain Bears?
No.
No.
They were
I know all this shit.
I can't remember. So 20 fucking years ago.
Jesus.
Like Oregon Trail, you remember because it's
obviously because you might have actually downloaded an emulator to play it last week.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and plus I think they
like made a version for Windows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like my little brother remembers playing that when he was a kid.
Yeah, charismatically addictive.
Yeah.
They should make an MMORPG of Oregon Trail.
I'm surprised.
I think people would do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they have it.
Yeah. Really?
Probably.
Like a full scale like multiplayer.
Not to my knowledge. No, like, not like the old West style thing. No, I haven't seen anything like that.
They haven't done like an old West game like that.
No, I don't know.
They haven't.
I try not to follow.
Yeah, there's a lot they could do with it.
They have everything else. They have like you know the Sims, which is you know human. You know, just
They got the Sims, Warcraft, all kinds of sci-fi.
Life.
Second Life is just retarded. It's not even a game.
Well, so a lot of people consider it a game, but all it is
you're buying stuff with real money. How stupid!
It's like a big chat room.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all it is. It's just you can buy things and
it's a big bunch of losers.
And the biggest amount of money that's spent in Second Life is mostly for call girls. You know, like
what?
Well, it's for prostitution is the big thing. Prostitution is a big thing in Second Life.
You can get online prostitutes for your online character.
Yeah, but all you're doing is, you know...
And have online sex?
Yeah, you're texting back and forth.
No.
Do you get an online prophylactic?
Stop.
Well, you can buy online penises to
put
penises on your characters.
No.
I'm done with Second Life.
Enough.
Second Life's horrible.
I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
No. This is disturbing.
We're killing listeners with our nerd speak.
Seriously.
Get a real life.
Wow.
On your first life. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Talking about that. There is actually a website out there that's called getyourfirstlife.com, which is just it's a parody of the Second Life webpage.
Yeah. I don't know. I stay away from these games.
Well, yeah because you would
ruin your life.
You wouldn't be here right now.
Of MK.
I would. You'd be 100 pounds heavier. And
oh, yeah.
You would literally be the guy on the South Park.
Yes.
With the wrist brace.
I have such a good picture of him in my head with the keyboard resting on his belly. Uh-huh. And he doesn't move. He just sits there.
McDonald's.
He'd be the comic book guy, but not playing video games.
I hate those kind of people so much.
Oh,
I wish they would all
comic
die.
Comic gay.
Just people like that. I just hate that.
Yeah,
it's sickening.
But at least I lose interest after a while. Like, I kind of do galaxies, and then I just kind of...
See, I always manage to find something in a game that I want to like keep on playing it.
Yeah. But you lost interest with galaxies when your life fell apart.
My life was fine. It was Carly that had the problem.
That would be your life.
The first sign of addiction.
That was fine. It was great. Come home, eat dinner. She'd go to bed, I'd go online.
It's a healthy relationship. It's
perfect. Yeah. Wake up at 2:30, just being worked by 3?
Sure.
I don't think so.
Well, I wasn't that bad.
You were bad.
Well, I was bad, but I started playing when you would go to bed.
No, you played before I went to bed.
And she would go to bed because
you were
playing.
Well, yeah, but then eventually you got mad, so I started playing when you went to bed.
Well, there was one time I came over and watched a movie with Carly while Derek was playing Star Wars Galaxy.
Yes, I've done that.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on the couch yelling, Derek, 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 Derek. Derek, constantly.
Matt,
and he just...
There was one night when...
He wouldn't turn around.
When Carly and Eric were battle royal. Well, having a battle royal on the floor here, and he's sitting there going...
Yes. I wasn't here. I was over there.
You were playing the game.
I don't think I was.
It could have happened multiple times.
I think you got up because they were going to crash into you at one point.
No, I'm out because I was on the couch when that happened.
Well, he was using wireless.
You were playing. He just gave up, I think.
I was thinking about playing.
Right after they started.
He was strategizing.
Yeah.
There's one time where there was a couple of my friends who lived.
Scheduled maintenance.
Who live down one of the other buildings here.
Go ahead.
And I was bored at the party, so I come over here to see you guys, and you're deep in play.
No, what do you want from me? Jesus.
Star Wars Galaxy. Come on, Carly, leave that alone.
And me and Carly walked over to my friend's party.
That was a scout trooper. What do you want from me?
Like, you haven't really picked that game up in a while, right?
I go in every once in a while, kill stuff. And
just to keep your grade. Just to keep your.
No, I lost my ranks. I gave up on that.
So. Yeah,
that's the other thing about that game, and you get ranks too in that if you're in like clans and stuff like that.
I can't even deal with that. It's too much.
You'd be annoying.
I lost a couple matches recently in Ultimate Mortal Kombat
3.
I was very upset.
Shit.
I'm now ranked number 32.
What were you originally? Before
my highest was number 2. I was ranked
before
number 2.
You lost these ranks.
No, my highest ever. I was ranked number 2.
No, but what were you before you lost these
17,
matches?
I think.
Really?
This is out of 65,000 people.
Wow. Yeah, you're in the top 50.
Yeah. But weren't you at one point, or are you now the best player in the world or something?
In Jersey.
One of.
Well, didn't you beat, like, the best?
I have defeated the best.
Yeah.
See, I don't get that. Like, was it Ultimate MK?
Yeah.
How long ago was that released? Yeah.
1995.
You know, and I know I've met people who still play, like, Street Fighter, like, mm-hmm. Ultimate. Like, Ultimate Street Fighter 2.
Super Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. Religiously.
It's called Super Turbo amongst the
Street
Fighter
geek.
Community. It's still very popular.
At least my games were made.
I don't
in
even
this
play
decade.
It.
In this century.
I don't even play it.
Well, I've heard of a lot more. I've seen a lot more stuff, and like you know, competition
2D,
for that.
2D retros is really, really big right now. But 2D
retros,
like old 2D, school,
old
fighting
school Nintendo
games.
And all that.
No, 2D fighters.
Super
pretty much like the new stuff, like Tekken and Soul Calibur. I mean, it's still really popular with the younger kids, but.
Yeah.
The other guys that have been, like, I guess, between, like, the young 20s to, like, almost 30s are starting to bring back a lot of the older 2D games.
Yeah, because they're looking at it going, oh, I can kick ass in this thing.
Yeah. And it's more fun. Yeah,
when is ColecoVision coming back?
If you think about that, a couple weeks ago, a company who bought out the rights to have the Commodore... title, they reissued the original Commodore 64.
That's right.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty much like a ROM emulator.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, did you ever see that band?
It's a build system.
That you used to watch in high school? Secret Agent Abe.
Who?
What? Secret Agent Abe.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, the really hot singer.
What was this?
Her grandfather invented Pong.
What?
Her grandfather invented Pong.
Yes.
Wow.
They got like some big inheritance check one day, like right before a show.
So she started a ska band.
Wow. I think she had the band beforehand. That's why the band ended, was because
she got a Pong check, and she's like, later, guys.
Later. Pong.
Yeah.
And she's like, see you later.
No.
Yeah, they had the whole entire album recorded, allegedly, and they've never released it.
And Pong checks.
Because of Pong.
How much was this check?
I don't know.
$15.
I just remember being like one of the last shows that they played, and like her being like, hey, my brother's in the audience, and they kept on yelling out Pong.
Yeah.
And they're like, we found out that my grandfather was one of the two or three inventors of Pong and ColecoVision.
Wow.
I'm like, wow.
Well, Pong was it?
70 something.
Pong was, like, wasn't Pong created by Nolan Bushnell?
I don't know.
You just
totally threw that out there. Yeah. Derek, look it up while we're talking about
this. So
her name was Amy Bushlow.
No, Bushnell's still alive.
Lifespeed, huh?
Oh, God.
Dog trapped in wires, huh?
Don't
get out of
what
there.
What the hell is she doing?
What are we calling this position?
I can't get
poor dog.
What is going... Look at her. She's...
so little. So many wires.
Little bastard.
Ridiculous.
What does she want from me?
You're telling
anyway.
Me. Do I have something?
Are your shoes there?
This dog has like ADD, Tourette's, and fucking Down syndrome at the same time.
Down syndrome?
And major gas.
Like constantly...
Wow.
You see the look I just got?
That was awesome. She's like, she's either biting on people's fingers,
doggy down,
or trying to take your shoelaces apart. That's what she keeps doing to me.
But she's like always doing something bad.
I know.
Yeah,
she just won't stop. Like
I know.
I got
very puppy of you.
She's a special puppy.
Come on.
Or am I just losing my mind on that kind of idea?
I think it's gone.
Ralph Baer.
Who's that?
The guy who made it.
Yeah.
1866.
1866?
19.
Jesus
Christ.
On the wagon trail.
They had to have something while they were on the Oregon Trail to keep them busy.
From the dysentery and typhoid.
Yeah, I guess that's who they're...
Take their mind
off. All right, I'm wrong.
Attributing it to.
All right, I'm wrong.
There's a couple other people. Yeah. But there's not one guy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a shitload of people that
created that game couldn't have been made by just one person.
I know.
Do you know how many punch cards it took to make that game?
I can't imagine.
Oh, Jesus. Do we want to talk about this dead broad?
World War One?
Okay.
The last female U.S. veteran of World War One is dead. Yeah. She was 109.
That's pretty fucking old.
It really is.
Wow.
They didn't let women. How is she a veteran?
What did she do?
She's probably a nurse. You could be.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
In the military and be a nurse back then.
What year was that?
Hey, you want to grab me a soda one?
Was please? The war.
In favor? Soda, please, while you're up.
Jerk off.
Asshole. The War of 1918.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't the War of 1918.
I know.
It was the Great War.
The Great War. The Great War of China.
The okay
Wicked.
War.
This
how about this?
This is warm.
Hey,
this
can
is
I?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about this.
Oh, hot.
I have a 2 liter in the fridge. Thank
wow.
You.
Keep talking.
I have a 2 liter in the fridge.
I'm sorry.
I'll take a warm can of Coke one. Thanks. Anyway.
Oh, the hot. This is pissing me off so much because I want to fuck a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And especially when I was in high school.
I said that this was the hottest teacher so far. Just because she's different.
Well, okay.
Yeah, she is hot.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good to me.
Yeah. She. This is in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
She had sex once with a 15-year-old boy when she was 28.
That's
cool.
That
was cool. In 2005.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No.
You got in a glass, right, Vaughn?
Actually, it seems very right to me.
He expects me to drink out of a 2-liter bottle like I'm a fat ass.
Well, you do it at home
anyway.
I don't do that anymore.
I'm glad you said that's all right.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to something they said.
Wow. Anyway.
So let's talk about hot teachers. And
yeah.
Yeah, so.
I want more pictures of her.
Yeah, that was the only one I could find. Believe me, I looked.
So, Steve, since you brought up wanting to bang a hot teacher.
Yeah, just, I don't know, just be cool.
Was there any particular teachers in high school you wanted to bang?
Two. I don't know if
no
I should
name
drop them.
No.
No names.
She was an English teacher, blonde, Jewish, hot. Uh-huh. And the other one was a sub and is now a full-time history teacher.
And used to date the addiction.
Oh, really?
Is that,
yes.
Is
that oh, really?
Yeah, she did date... The addiction, Matt knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, wow.
For a little bit. And allegedly she's a raving psycho.
I believe it.
Who, MP?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I believe it. She was
what's the initials
off.
Of the hot?
Oh, her last name was Mick C.
Yeah.
I went to the school and I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, she was like, well.
I'm trying to think about a hot blonde teacher.
Here we go. Rogers had her, so she's probably like a lower level English teacher. She was an English teacher.
Yeah.
She always dressed real nice, like skirts and stuff, and she was like hot.
She's a very attractive woman.
John Blank. Oof.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Other teachers that. Teacher.
Like, our school was pretty beat because it's mostly like your typical like old, fat slobs.
I ran into my second grade teacher today.
Yeah, who's like apparently
and
more attractive now than
very
ever.
Attractive.
Oh, you know who I ran into at work the other day?
somebody else you can't mention?
Someone else I can't mention.
We can save all that for after
show.
No, it's funny though. It's
okay, go ahead.
The computer teacher from middle school.
Oh god.
No!
I was going to bring her up before.
Oh no.
Yes.
With the wigs?
Yes.
I saw her at ShopRite with Rogers.
Oh.
And he like called her an asshole to her face practically.
Yeah.
Rogers she would do something
was,
like that.
Uh-huh. She was such a piece of shit. She was so nasty.
She still is.
I fucking hated her guts. Her fat fucking guts.
She was big and fat. She wore like muumuus.
And
still does.
And a wig.
A black wig
with a widow's peak.
Yes. And like a.
If you're going to get a wig, why get a wig with a widow's peak?
Like a monster.
Gross.
Like, that wig was.
She was a monster.
Still has the same wig.
Oh, I'm
still jet black.
Uh huh.
Like I
disgusting.
She was just hated. Like,
yeah.
You ask her a question. Like, you didn't even want to ask her a question because she was going to go.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That's all she would ever
it's like,
do.
Why were you even there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, Vaughn.
Vaughn's back.
Vaughn.
Hey, hey. All right. So anyway, this teacher.
Awful.
What's no? Well, we'll go back to the.
Oh, the hot teacher.
The hot teacher at hand.
I'm hot for teacher.
Flattered by attention.
See, the thing is, I see the picture and she does look hot, but I would like to see a picture of her full face.
Yeah, me too.
Because it is kind of like like a butter face almost, because you can't see the full face.
It looks like she might only be attractive from this one angle. It's like some other people we know.
She could be good from far, but far from good.
Yeah.
Well, she is 30.
Big deal.
There's nothing wrong with being 30,
dude. My second grade teacher's got to be in her mid-40s right now.
I'm close to 30. half of us are close to 30.
I'm on the air, honey.
All of us are in our mid-20s, so yeah.
We're close to the 30 and the 20. Let's face fact. All of us in this room.
Oh, no.
For a teacher.
Wait, hold Carly's on. Hold on. Yes, Carly just.
I just saw her for the first time. From over there, she did look hot. Yeah. But from here, she looks
I got to get closer.
That's why I need to see a facial, like a full
Well,
face.
Now that I'm looking, she does have kind of a mongoloid brow.
I said she looks like Catherine McPhee with.
Slash Monica Lewinsky.
Brow. Yeah, she's like a caveman
monster. She's got some boobies on her, though.
I was what I was thinking was that.
Well, that's pretty much what I looked at was her boobies.
Listen, when you're a 15-year-old boy,
yeah, seriously,
do you really care anything else other than boobies?
They yeah, are.
Pretty much.
Ass, clitoris, pussy, you know, all that. I look think about most of that.
What else did you learn about in school, Vaughn?
Cunt.
Okay.
No, but I was just about to say that I thought there was going to be like a little bit of a disagreement, a little argument here, because we all know Carly is the hater of women.
What?
She is. She said it the last time I brought it up.
Most girls hate other girls.
It's true.
Pretty much.
No, I mean, like, she'll cut off faces. It's kind of mad.
Okay.
She also said Peter Steele's penis was just average.
It's all right. It's all right. It's spectacular.
It's there.
It's okay.
It's real and it's spectacular.
And I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow?
That's tomorrow night, huh? Matt's got to stay home and cry.
I'll see if I can go tomorrow.
He might be able to get in still. He might.
How?
Might have to. I don't know.
What did they tell you when they said something about voiding and reprinting a ticket? Why was that impossible?
I have no idea.
I don't get it.
Because people could probably figure a way to screw them.
But was there a way to verify what ticket that you bought?
I don't know if their system tracks it that way. It probably could because I bought the tickets simultaneously.
Yeah.
They could just follow the
the numbers probably followed each other.
Exactly. They'd be in an order.
I don't know
the reason. It's
And I cannot believe, first of all, I probably lost it the day I got it. And I didn't realize I lost it until about a week later.
I know, and I should have kept it. I should have kept it.
What you must have said, hey, check it out. I got your ticket here. I'm going to hold on to it. Because there's no reason to separate the tickets. There was no reason to do
that. I don't know. I figured you could be an adult and keep track of it.
That is... Okay, sorry, guys, but I was kind of
preoccupied. What just happened?
The dog is eating a nice piece of hard shit.
Oh. You know what? You know...
See, this is why you should not have a dog show
anymore. I'm not coming over anymore if this is going to keep happening.
Oh, my God, it smells so bad. Oh, come on. This is...
I hate this dog now. I'm deleting her MySpace.
She's reproducing.
Dogs should not have litter boxes.
This is
no. The thing is, it's not like she has the litter box. She's pulling them out like it's entrees and chewing on them.
She's a dog. What do you expect? You leave it in a litter box in the house.
And the thing
is, she's gonna go play with it.
This dog is an asshole.
Cats don't do this, guys.
She's recycling her own
cats
shit.
Cats suck.
Cats are awesome.
Listen,
I had the awesomest cat ever for 15 years. So
she's recycling her own shit by eating it. And this is why she's getting the gas, because all she's eating is shit.
She's getting the gas.
Which makes it smell even worse when it comes back out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like nauseous now.
And she's up on the chair now. And it's only like a foot and a half off the ground. She can't get off it.
No. She's petrified.
She's that tiny. Tiny dog, big poops. Does she have a nice big dump in there? There's nothing in there? She ate it all?
Deadly dump.
No. Oh. It's probably hidden.
Sorry, guys. Gross. I didn't mean to do that. I just wanted to bring it up.
Anyway.
Back
to hot teachers.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway.
I had the same wavelength.
But there was the last one that I remember was that blonde from Florida.
Yes. Yeah.
The nut.
Yes. There was a couple since then, but they weren't good looking. So
no, but she was
media.
Outstanding.
The one out in Seattle. They're now married. The one that there was
the first real big one.
Like, she got pregnant.
Yeah.
They got married on like what was it?
Yeah, he's like 21, and they got married.
They got married on E. one of those tabloid shows. Yeah.
Whatever.
Like the Inside
Access Hollywood.
Access
or something
Hollywood
like that.
Or
yeah,
one
yeah.
of those. Yeah. They got married on
they
that.
Wait. He waited or something until she got out of prison, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, like she got out of prison the first time, and then within a week she was caught doing them in a car. They got sent back to prison.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why is it now that I'm 25, women are obsessed with 15-year-old penises?
Seriously, what happened? What happened?
That are still developing.
Wow.
It's true. That's
unbelievable.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, this girl here, this lady, in January 2005, she was a voluntary worker. She was 28 at the time. Had sex with the boy who had telephoned her at home one morning and invited her to his house.
Wow.
They had been friends for about 6 months, and the boy had earlier promised to give her a kiss for Christmas.
Are you fucking serious?
She's 28, and she's...
this work?
She's mentally retarded.
You know how many times I've tried that, and it didn't work?
She later admitted that she had a problem with binge drinking.
You're a perfect woman, Steve.
And on that morning, she was drunk from the night before.
Yeah, why not?
I love Luscious.
Just go down the aisle.
A Luscious Steve. Lush.
She usually drank 3 bottles of vodka a week.
Only a week?
Damn.
That's still a lot.
That's still disgusting.
Unbelievable.
And she said she only took up the boy's invitation because she was drunk. Because
she was a horny.
Oh, here we go. Are you ready? The pair began fondling each other.
What is
and
this?
Undressed before having sex, I should hope so.
Is this like a Harlequin romance?
They're not Jews.
Which
they're not
gotta
Jews.
Get the sheet
she
out.
Got the scissors. Cut
the
hole.
I like that hot picture of Sarah Silverman.
Yes, she's fucking... I'd punish her so bad.
Anyway.
You filthy fucking heathen.
They were they undressed before having sex, which was... interrupted by a friend of the boy who later approached the police.
Cock blocker.
Oh,
that is the ultimate cock blocker.
He entered
the
room.
What good friend would do
that?
Hey,
Johnny, do you want to play with the Transformers? Oh, never mind.
Well, he's probably jealous.
Yeah, so you go get the video camera.
You don't do that.
You don't go tell the
police. He has to join in or he's going to tell.
Yeah. Jimmy, I got a Transformer my own right now.
That's a free ride right there.
Little finger cuffs action.
But come on, even if you're not getting none.
She said in an interview that she saw herself as being like an older sister to the boy.
Of course.
And was flattered that someone of his age found her sexually attractive.
Steve, why didn't you pounce when you had the chance?
I'm flattered. Oh, flattered.
What?
I said, why didn't you pounce when you had the chance?
So she's basically her lawyer saying that she was a depressed, lonely, and vulnerable alcoholic who sought, quote, attention, adoration, and admiration.
And she got all of this from the
15-year-old boy.
Good shit, for her. She needs to come up here. She can get it from half of us.
She pleaded guilty. She pleaded guilty.
Wait, what?
Wow. She pleaded guilty. She pleaded guilty. She pleaded guilty. She pleaded guilty.
Okay.
To one charge of taking part in an act of sexual penetration with a child under 16.
Okay. Good for her.
Wow. It took forever. Jesus Christ.
She's done.
Now, like, the last one I read about, I posted on the... I got hiccup again.
You know what?
Do it.
Shut off his mic.
Thank you.
Oh, it smells over here.
Well, the dog did fling
she
shit
die?
Over here.
Did she die, implode, and then shit herself out?
She's constantly inverting herself through her asshole.
Oh, my God.
This dog is an African.
Is she in the kitchen?
The dog is an African.
Anyway, what is going on?
I can't believe you turned Vaughn's mic off. See you later, Vaughn.
There's got to be like a piece of dookie over here somewhere.
Did you shit? Oh!
You smell it?
What the fuck? Well, I'm going to get something. It's like death right there.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
This is disgusting.
It really is. It's horrible. I think she took another dump. Get it from her before she eats it.
She dropped a deuce.
Or she flings it.
Duck, deuce.
She ate it already?
She ate it already.
Disturbing.
I think your dog needs
counseling. This is not funny. This is not a joke.
I mean, are there pills for this?
Pills don't solve everything,
Derek.
You're
going to have to spray that stuff on her shit.
On her asshole, yeah.
Every time she
shits. A bitter apple. Hey, Vaughn, open that closet.
Bitter apple bottom.
And on the right, on the... middle shelf, there's a can of air freshener.
bitter apple like bottom, yummy. Hair.
Oh God, it does.
Anyway, oh fuck,
like, smells like burnt worms.
Oh, come on.
Are you sure there's not like a?
No, she ate it. There's nothing left.
Are you sure there's not like a shit fire somewhere?
This is making me fucking sick.
Oh,
dude, it's so dude, oh, it just got in this side of the room. I smell it now.
Oh. Dan, don't try to join in.
Sorry.
Yeah, I smell it too, guys. Oh, my God. Now it smells like someone shit a Christmas tree.
That's fine with me. That one for good measure.
All right, not too much.
All right, we're done. The door, come
it's
on.
Good. It's good. Thank you.
Wait, no, neighbors. Stop.
What, they'll see
it's
us?
It's like a child.
They'll hear us.
All right, Vaughn, you're officially on poop duty.
Duty.
Duty squared. Yeah, don't even try.
Okay, what else we got here?
I can't wait.
Well, I'm sick to my stomach now. Thanks.
Yeah, really.
All right, let's get a new topic.
She's not shit all over the place. She's cleaning up.
Yeah, she's.
It's disgusting.
She's all self-contained there.
It's also legal in most states.
She's her own litter box. We just got to teach her to poop with her butt in the air and just catch it in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
She is the recycling symbol.
She'll just...
She'll have a picture of Lola on the bottom of the bottle.
She'll look like a scorpion.
Yeah. Dip her ass in her mouth.
Go, go.
Soft serve.
Put her in a room with no gravity.
Oh, no.
Shoot shit out and
shit
fucking eat.
Chase it. Floating through the air. Home, home. Pew, pew.
Gross, gross.
All right, let's talk about this stepfather dude. Okay?
Okay,
who
read
who poured
it.
oh, yeah.
Who poured caustic soda. Was that like Coke?
down
the throat and over the skin of his 4-year-old stepdaughter. He faces life in prison. A 33-year-old man who cannot be named. He must have a good lawyer. Who was found guilty on 2 counts of causing grievous bodily harm to the child.
Grievous. He made a grievous error.
He did. He basically... She was taken to the hospital where parents told doctors they thought her groin burns were a nappy rash or eczema. They diagnosed them and found that it was chemical burns.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, I guess they checked her out, and then they found all kinds of broken bones and shit.
That's pretty cool.
He had put this caustic soda down her throat and on her groin.
What is
why? Some kind of punishment?
Okay. He gets life imprisonment.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are we letting this man live?
I don't know.
I think we need to start killing more people in this country.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, have
what state
about.
Is it?
Boop-a-doop-a-doo.
Matt with his question.
That's Australia again.
Australia
again. Mm-hmm.
Do they not have the death penalty there?
Probably not.
That's probably why.
Nobody does.
That's so sad.
Listen, if there was a death penalty, there would never be in Australia.
I know. It's true.
Prisoner colony.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers.
Mm. Makes sense.
Damn. Hating on the Australians. Wow. Hating on the Aussies.
No, just hating on prisoners.
Mm. Oh. Okay. So what do you guys think of this? Jesus Christ.
It's pretty straightforward.
It's fucked up.
It's almost like I can't even make a joke out of it. It's just that's how fucked it is.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that to a little kid?
Like how? I understand kids can be annoying, but that's
that's just so cruel and terrible. Like why?
Just beat them. You don't need to pour acid down their throat.
You could slap a kid like in the head or in the ass. Like that's enough.
You could like pick them up by their legs and beat them on the coffee table.
Yeah, I know.
You can hang them out a window in a blanket.
Yeah, I'd do that. Smash your head through glass.
Well, what if she was bad?
How bad?
Spanker, like a bad girl.
I don't know.
With, you know, choice body part. It's up to you.
Okay.
That's horrible.
Give her butt a tongue lashing.
Yeah.
Hey, Marines.
Hey,
are banning big garish tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Now,
what?
The
How
Army.
Gay
yeah,
is
it's
that?
Still off one. The Army just said it was okay to have, like, neck. And hand tattoos.
Hey, they're
because
to the bottom of the barrel now.
Yeah,
that's why.
Unfortunately, yeah, they're scraping for people.
But the Marines are like, no.
I guess the Marines aren't
without
having
a
problem.
Tattoo.
Yeah, so they're basically banning tattoos from the knees down or the elbows down.
Hmm.
That's retarded.
What are you doing?
Bullshit, Vaughn.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I was just agreeing. That's bullshit.
Oh, I thought you were calling him out or something.
No, that's it. That's
all right, shut his mic back off.
Yeah, Dan's got more yeah, you're, than you're I on, do. You're on,
we're you're practicing on. For next week.
Yeah, the non-Vaughn show next week.
Maybe.
Vaughn free and happy to be.
Wow.
Vaughn free and Vendo will be happy to be.
Yes, that, he is.
Ugh. Yeah, it's just stupid. What's the...
I guess,
What's the point of being a Marine if you can't have cool tattoos?
Yeah, you're supposed to look scary, and tattoos
help. Well, you can
help.
Still have them on your arm. You just can't have them below your...
But you gotta have, like, the Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, like, right on your forearm. Be like, yeah. I'm a fucking Marine, bitch.
Yeah, and that's also the same kind of Marines who were sitting there taking it in like, shower rooms in San Francisco.
You still have the fucking hiccup?
What?
What?
Bathhouses.
And what the hell are you talking
Marines
about?
When are Marines gay?
I don't...
What the fuck? The Marines are, like, the fucking toughest people.
They're the straightest
tougher
people
than the Navy
probably.
SEALs.
Yeah.
Well,
don't ask, don't tell.
Right
I work with a former Navy and a Marine, and they fight all the time. The Marine makes fun of the Navy guy constantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, every other branch has to make fun of Marines. Yeah. It's our duty.
The Leathernecks.
It's our duty?
Oh.
Whose duty?
Army former, of One?
Yes.
Army of Done?
Army of Done. Other branches, duty.
Well, Dan, you were in the Army.
That I was.
Yo, let's talk about this.
Can you talk about it?
Can you, or is it still
classified?
Top secret classified.
Well, I can talk about some stuff. Okay, some stuff's classified, some stuff's not.
He was at Roswell.
You actually have classified information?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you talk about it?
I had a secret clearance level.
Really?
Due to my
you
job.
Actually know stuff that they're like, you can never tell anyone this? Or is it
I'm
just
trying
like,
to think if some stuff that I do know that's still, it's not like general public information now. I mean, there's some... Some stuff on, like, weapon systems that was deemed classified.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
You know, but, I mean, a lot of it, that future weapon show, a lot of stuff is, you see on that now. I mean, it's been 5-6 years I've been out.
But don't they, isn't there a thing like any kind of technology they have in movies, like, the government has to be, like, 10 years ahead of that or something?
I don't know.
They had some whole weird thing, like, there was, back in, they had some kind of weird conspiracy movie with Will Smith. Like, the government was watching them, and they had, like, cameras.
Enemy of the State?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. And they said...
Oh, anything tracking-wise in that was basically they've had for years.
Yeah.
The satellites.
But it was like a new thing because we didn't really know about it.
Yeah, well, that's, like, when the NSA first, like, people started... There's an NSA, National Security Agency. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people, it's, you know...
Hush, hush.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
It was, like, up until that movie, it was kind of hush, hush, mm-hmm. you know. Everyone knows about the CIA, the FBI, NSA.
All right.
Yeah.
So nothing interesting.
Let's just be quiet for a half hour.
Trying to come up with something, man. Sorry.
Trying.
Not always.
Any other questions about the time in the military?
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. Your time in the military. I really never heard the whole story.
I was in the military. I got injured, and I came home.
How'd you get injured?
A training accident.
Training accident? You tripped?
No, I didn't trip.
Potty training?
Yes. A potty training accident.
Chicken wing eating contest?
They were teaching
you, down a bone.
They were teaching you how to pee with other Marines, and they, you know, not.
I wasn't a Marine,
dick.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you know, in case you guys commingled.
What were you?
Commingled.
I was in the Army.
What? You weren't. Yeah. Okay.
I was.
They were teaching him how to yell hoo-ah, and he strained his voice.
Yeah, exactly.
He became hoarse. How long were you in the Army?
A little less than a year.
Less than a year?
Before I got injured, yeah.
So are you like honorably or dishonorably discharged or whatever?
Uncategorized discharged.
What does that mean exactly? That's
I was like 4 days short of being in to time-wise to be deemed honorable discharge.
Dishonorable.
Yeah. You got to do something bad to be dishonorable.
Yeah, you got to be.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got to do something pretty fucked up to be dishonorable.
Sprain
discharged.
A pinky toe. Unclassified discharge.
No.
They're just like, just go.
I got uncategorized because what I got injured was also injured in high school.
You wiener?
And, you know, going through my medical records after I got injured, they're like, well, this isn't easy. We're not going to pay you any money so because you're injured and, you know, playing football. So it's been nice.
I know.
Thanks, guys.
Joke's on them. He got injured getting a blow job in the elevator.
He got beat over the head with metal crutches.
Fucking Uncle Sam Leventhal.
Wow.
Jewed you out of your pension.
Well, I know it takes a long time. I don't know how long did it take them actually to clear you out.
Actually, because of my injury,
you were
I had a prior injury.
Uh-huh.
I got out of probably about 6 months earlier than the average.
Yeah. Wow.
The government keeps you in. It takes about 30 seconds to go into the Army.
Yeah.
It takes you on average about 8 months to get out of the Army.
Wow.
Once you get injured.
Well.
So I spent about a month, 2 months, an injured reserve kind of like.
Yeah.
Basically, I woke up at the butt crack of dawn like everyone else does in the military. Went and ate, came back, and went back to bed. Woke up for lunch, went and ate, came back, went back to bed. So basically, I got paid.
It was like camp.
It's kind of like camp,
like
but like you
shorts.
Didn't do anything. You just
he was
sat
just
there.
A giant cat.
And like, because where I was assigned, like we
like
weren't allowed access to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of the people, you know, that I was assigned with were intelligence and stuff like that. So we were still segregated.
Yeah,
because of our job titles, but it's like we're injured. Yeah. You know, I read a lot of Spider-Man comic books.
Lots of sleeping.
Did they let you like make wallets and stuff?
No, it wasn't.
It
that.
Ain't prison
pottery.
No,
like I know because
I mean it was
my brother's wife's brother. He's in the
the
Navy.
Yeah,
and he's got you know problems with his knees from school,
from football.
Yeah.
What is going on?
He still has a fucking hiccup.
What the fuck?
Holding it back from actually
you
happening.
Have agita?
No, I have hiccups. Anyway, about a year ago, he blew out his knee again. He had to get surgery. And they were planning to like maybe either discharge him or put him on a like a like lighter.
Restricted duty.
Yeah, restricted duty. So, did I get lowered? Can you hire me back up? Thank you. You're an asshole.
I finished.
You know, and
damn story.
It's been like, you know, they've just been holding it off for years to do the reports and everything like that. And that's all I had to say. Turn me off. Fuck it.
Thank you, Vaughn.
I had more, but I just can't say I'm fucking hiccuping.
Is your brain swelling from the hiccups? I like Vaughn.
You've got the
okay. It's like verbal diarrhea. I know. Sorry.
Vaughn, no, it's like regular diarrhea.
I don't even remember what he said.
I don't either.
I don't.
He's talking something about Bucks.
We done yet? God.
No, we still got 20 minutes.
No, we still got 20 minutes.
Painful 25 minutes.
All right, what else we all kind of came in here in a rotten mood, didn't we?
I was in a
mood.
Matt's
like, you're kind of quiet. Like,
I think we know all the math.
Matt is quiet tonight.
It's like you guys.
My wheels aren't going on tonight. Yeah.
Steve came in here all pissy.
Yeah, I've been in a foul mood all day.
I'm pissed because I think I hurt my back again. Vaughn,
I was in a good mood when I came in.
How'd you hurt your
I had
back?
A shitty day at work.
You have a question, Carly?
I'm feeling good.
Okay. Yeah,
Carly's fine.
Now she is.
Three sheets to the wind, of course.
If Craig was here, we could have done the CNC connection.
Yeah, we could have.
Will never happen.
No.
He will never be back.
He'll be back.
Yeah, right.
Did you just talk into your beer bottle?
Wow. This is why this needs to be broadcast with a webcam.
Too. Yeah, only on Carly.
If we're not
of
funny, you know.
So
on the,
what
on
about
the
what about the nipple on Mars, huh?
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. I thought it was Saturn.
Saturn.
Hexagon on Saturn.
It's a hexagon. It's a.
Oh, it's on Saturn.
It's it a promo like a for TNA.
Oh, great.
There's a.
The exploding hexagon on Saturn.
Why is
Saturn
this significant?
Is a big tit.
Why is this significant?
Because pentagram.
Awesome.
Basically, it's a cloud formation on Saturn.
Okay.
They found it years ago on Voyagers 1 and 2, and it's still there. And they don't know like why or how, whatever, because I guess it's a pretty wacky planet, and they don't know much about it
because
it's so far away.
But it's been there this whole time, and they never reported it till now?
Well, it's a storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically storms can last for like almost the entire lifespan of a planet.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If they just found it, chances are it was probably there.
But they said it's been there. They've done
two
explorations.
But we only found it by going past it with, you know, a close range, not, you know, viewing it from here. Obviously, you can see the Great Red Spot from here on Jupiter with, you know, simple, in quotes, instruments. But this is a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, they found it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's still there. And what's weird about it is it's shaped like a hexagon. It's got, like, very sharp sides here. I mean, for a storm, it's, like, why would it do that? Unless there's like something on the actual planet.
Yeah.
Some kind of weird formation. Thank you. Like that's causing the clouds to go around it.
It's possible.
It's very interesting.
Bill Nye the Science Guy kind of stuff.
I guess so.
Yeah, if you're 12.
Who's better, Bill Nye or Beekman?
Mr. Wizard.
They both suck.
Mr. Wizard was the best.
Bill Nye was good.
What? Don Herbert?
Nervous Habit.
Yeah, stop it.
I can't help it.
I can hear it. Everyone can.
Don Herbert dead.
Is he? No, he's not.
No, is Mr. Wizard dead?
No.
He's still very much...
Science!
That guy was seriously 70 years old in the 60s.
Yeah, I know.
When he first started doing that show.
Who, Mr. Wizard?
Yeah, they got black and white footage of him. He looks exactly the same as he did on Nickelodeon
in
the 80s.
Still looks like that.
The guy's timeless.
Yeah, him and Dick Clark hang out. And they just laugh at death in the face.
He's best Mercury. Friends with Bob Hope's dad.
Mercury. Mercury.
He starts counting the planets backwards. He starts with the unnamed ones. Planet X. Pluto.
No, Pluto's not a planet. Remember? No,
I know. I'm just saying. He's
not a planet anymore.
It was back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the 80s.
Back
yeah.
before, like, last year.
Uranus.
Oh.
Neptune. And then Neptune. And then sometimes Neptune. And then Uranus.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
And we have two listeners left, probably.
Yeah, I hope not.
Between World of Warcraft and planets, these people are wow. bored to
it
death.
Wow, night. it's like Science Hall. Oh, whoops, nobody knows about that.
We should just have a picture of a giant board as this.
Seriously, the show fucking sucks. I'm gonna go on.
We should just name it like all Z's.
We were mad.
Every now and then, you got to have a bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, honest people, really these
and
guys
Vaughn just gave up.
Wow, Vaughn's done.
I'm ready to give.
You leaving, Vaughn?
I think he's got to pay.
Oh,
more water?
Oh, the hiccups.
This is unbelievable.
Carly's going to. We got to pinch it.
Oh, hey, Carly. Hey,
pinch hitter.
talk into the. She looks so tiny there.
The only one who can't touch the floor.
She is tiny.
Oh, my God. She can.
Compared to Beast Man.
No.
You're out of here, dude.
Wow. Are you really leaving? Why?
Oh, my God. Wow. He's going to barf.
Are you going to barf?
What?
Jesus what? Christ.
What don't happened? Take it personal. I didn't mean it, Vaughn. It was just a joke. Wow.
Vaughn's leaving.
This is very bizarre.
It is, but the show
it's bittersweet.
Must go on,
that's
guys.
Right.
Yeah. And we were just getting into the good stuff. I mean, come on. Oh. Anyway.
Right,
bye, Vaughn.
Carly's giggle has breathed new life.
We'll see you Monday.
Take care.
Yeah.
At the D house.
Anyway.
Weird.
Did we make him that mad? I don't get it.
No, he can't get rid of the hiccups. Yeah. He doesn't want to. I don't think he wants to do the show when he can't speak.
He just had this look of disgust on his face.
When he can speak even less.
I think he's disgusted with himself.
So you say he can't speak to begin with.
So anyway.
Well, that was interesting.
Got something
Carly, what do you got?
With?
I don't know. I was just thinking about a little band.
Oh, no. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Yeah, talk into the mic, honey.
I thought I was.
No, you weren't. You were back here.
Okay, so anyway.
Eat that microphone, Carly.
Last Saturday, I went to a local pub or bar.
I call it a bar.
I'm going to call it a bar.
A pub is a little more hospitable than...
All right, it wasn't that hospitable.
No.
It was kind of crappy. And there was a really bad band there.
Mm-hmm.
The band was so bad that the next day I had to tell Derek all about it and insist that we go to see them.
Which we did.
We did. We did see them.
And congratulations, they were bad.
Has anyone ever heard of a cover band playing Nine Inch Nails?
No.
Yes.
What was okay. that band's name?
I mean, no.
I can't remember. It was the...
Was it Lifespeed?
Did it have
no,
really...
it wasn't Lifespeed. I've seen Lifespeed before.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad.
Normally, they're not that bad.
Uh-oh.
Now, normally.
I must pose the question, were they actually bad at playing their instruments? Or they no. just, as a collectively, just like,
lame.
They're just lame?
The lead well, singer could not sing.
Okay. That's strike biggest strike right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
What did he look like?
Gay?
Gay.
They're very metrosexual looking
emo,
fellows.
New
we
wave,
had a picture
faggot.
Of them. Do you
emo-ish?
Still have it?
Yeah.
I would actually call them antisexual. Because it was terrible.
We don't want to be a sex.
They had girls' haircuts.
They just, did.
Okay, then still have the same lineup last time I saw them. Okay.
No, but I mean the
last time I saw them was on one of my buddies got back from Iraq, and we saw them at a bar.
Uh huh.
Bar A.
Yeah, the one that they were talking about.
Yeah.
Bar Anticipation.
Pigeon. And the only thing I really remember is they covered STP, Smelling Like a Rose.
Oh, really?
And they actually did a really good job because they took the they had the bullhorn on stage and were singing through that. Mm-hmm. So it did sound for a cover, it was pretty authentic.
Interesting. Well, I mean, I guess the main thing was they weren't doing music that appealed to me. So I thought the
music is a big problem.
Yeah, well, I thought the music sucked to begin with. They could have been playing it just fine, but I just really didn't like the music.
No, they did Blister in the Sun.
Which I didn't hear. I didn't hear them do the Nine Inch Nails or Blister in the Sun.
I wanted to hold that till we saw them, but Derek insisted on meeting sooner.
And the crowd there is...
obnoxious.
Deplorable.
Yeah.
Were you at Barre?
Yes.
The crowd can be...
It was just...
There.
It was all Seaside Tonys.
Yeah.
Which is... I mean, they have their place. That's fine. I just don't want to go there.
Their place should be Graves.
And I concur.
Because that,
like, literally,
wouldn't bother them.
Everyone, no. I looked at, I thought I was going to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Just they just have this aura about them where they just look like they're a problem, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm scared of them. It's just like annoying. Like, why are you giving off this energy? Mm-hmm. And it was so much of that in there that I had to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever been to, like, Jenks during the summer?
Oh, it's even worse.
Never been Bamboo. To Jenks.
Oh, it's even worse.
Oh.
No, I can imagine. Believe me, this is like the low of the low for these type of people. But,
yeah. You remember the True Life on MTV with the dickhead guy?
Yeah.
Up north?
Oh, my God.
They go to Bamboo, and I want to go there just to see them. Because they're all fucking scumbags.
Have you ever been down there in the summertime?
Oh, I've been to Seaside during the summer. I don't really go to those clubs, though.
Yeah, but you'd Seaside, you get the boardwalk, but then Bamboo is like a different section.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, you know, Guido idiots.
Yeah,
and fucking void idiot women. Everybody's just like totally. It's like walking in there and there's like no air because it's just like a vacuum.
Vacuous.
Yeah.
Pointlessness.
You don't have a Seven Mind Seaside Tony song on your computer, do you?
The what?
Seaside Tony by Seven Minds.
No.
Is that about him or what?
It's, well, the local band Seven Minds. They used to be called AWOL.
Oh.
They made rare songs. Seaside
Tony.
You
might as well be speaking Greek to me because I have no idea.
I have no idea who these people are.
Well, they used to play down at Seaside all the time, like at Jenks and Sawmill and stuff like
that. I've never been down the Seaside, the bars there, but I've been to, what the fuck is it, right down here?
Like Point Pleasant?
Yeah, no, like
Red Bank.
Fucking...
Seabright.
I forget the name. But like the bars there are awful. Like I walked into Donovan's. Manhattan isn't that bad.
Manhattan's
more local. A little different.
Good pizza.
Yeah, good pizza. They got food. They have somewhat of an atmosphere. But I went to Donovan's. I walked in there. I ordered a beer, and they gave me a can.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, this is so gay.
Are you serious?
They gave me a can of Budweiser.
Trash. That's trash.
I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with a can of Budweiser?
Well, I'm going to go recycle this.
Yeah. So then I'm like, all right, well, I don't want a can. I don't want to walk around with a can. I hate cans to begin with. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get Alzheimer's, so I'll get a draft. So I got a draft, and they give it to me in this little tiny Dixie cup. like
a bathroom mouthwash cup?
Yeah. Well, basically. Like maybe two times the size of a bathroom.
Like not a solo cup, but, you know.
That was horrible.
I know what you don't know.
Yeah, and then I was there with Craig, and me and Craig decided to get shots. And they give you the shot in the same cup that they serve you the beer in.
Wow.
They just fill it a little tiny bit, and that's your shot glass. And it's like you go to these bars, and... it's just everyone you've never wanted to ever see again in your life.
Absolutely.
They all go there and I'm sure just talk about me and wait for me to show up and ruin my life.
Wow.
Yeah, because the world revolves around me.
Paranoid.
So, wow.
No, everything would revolve around you.
I think we should take a field trip one night to
you know what,
Jenks or Bamboo.
But here's the thing, though.
But it would be hilarious to see our group of people walk into an establishment like that.
I thought it would be funny for me to go to Bar A and see this awful band with awful people, but I couldn't be there anymore.
Yeah. You got to go with a large group.
I had to leave.
I refused.
I can just imagine bringing Vaughn to Bamboo.
God.
He wouldn't
We'd probably
in, like,
get
a
several
code.
Fights.
Probably.
Sorry, sir. You're just not allowed in.
Yeah.
No. You can't come in here.
Awful. Or Jenks. Jenks isn't selective like Bamboo is occasionally.
I don't know. I would never go into any of these places. So
they're all horrible.
Well, you know, it's nice to try something different.
No, no, nope.
Just see what it's like.
Well, you know, you get good stories out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, but those bars are just deplorable.
Not really bars. Really awful. They're clubs.
Clubs?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I wouldn't give them the decency of calling them a bar.
Yeah.
Bars, are, yeah. You know.
Club has a certain level of inherited sadness to it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like abyss. That's another shithole in the fucking.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Shit stain on the.
It's an abyss.
Been there.
Exactly.
Done that.
You go there. There's always a fight. There's always something happening.
The worst I went to was Chubby's in Red Bank.
Oh, God. I refuse to stop.
The worst.
Refuse to stop.
Brian Jerk and the Kirks were playing there. And I went in there and it was just like. Whatever.
Okay.
And,
He's had a few too many colas.
Kirks. It's a joke, but.
Vaughn.
Yeah, I know. Way to go. I think you're getting Vaughn stupidness.
That's why I don't sit in that seat. I think it's that seat.
She's getting Vaughn-dis.
Wow.
I'm telling Vaughn this right now.
Oh, my goodness.
He's probably home listening to the show now.
Yeah.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Vaughn.
Hope the hiccups are gone.
Anyway. What was I even saying? Oh, yeah. It's just horrible. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. It's so horrible.
I do, because it's funny.
It's all funny. Right, go ahead. But
I want to hear your story.
Well, that was it.
No,
I thought you were going to relate to something.
So the band was bad.
That's bad when they can't cover
You know what it is?
Good music.
I had so much fun listening to them.
She didn't want to leave. And I was getting mad. And like I'm sitting there clenching my fists like, I have to leave. Not like I'm going to beat someone up. Like, I just don't want to be here.
And no,
it's uncomfortable.
I was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. No, wait. You were there Sunday?
Tuesday. And it was
quarter beer night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't wait
quarter
that long.
Beers.
That's the only good thing about that place.
In the quarter little
cup. Yeah, but they're quarter, so it's...
Yeah.
It's excusable when they're in the little cup.
So a pint's like a dollar.
Yeah.
But by the time we got there, it was a dollar a beer.
Oh, yeah, you got to get there early because every hour it goes up a quarter.
Beat the clock, which I didn't think they could do that anymore. Those whole, like, drinking promotions and stuff.
Yeah, because that, like, promotes, like, binge drinking or something.
Yeah.
And that's apparently a real problem in Belmont.
Apparently. I mean, it's just...
Some people have an issue with it.
It was a horrible bar to get to.
Yeah.
It's so small
fucking
inside.
Far away. It was just cramped, and there's so many people there. It's just all...
Imagine
we used to have to do promo work there for... One of the local radio stations.
106.3.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And, like, it was such a pain in the ass trying to get the van in the parking lot. And, like, no one wanted to let you go in the back, like, the stage door. It's like, get out of my way. I'm with the radio station. You want free shit tonight or no?
Dan wielding the power.
Wow.
Hey, man, I got some T-shirts that got to get in here.
Got to get the Dan in the parking lot.
You want keychains or you want that spot open? You make up your mind, and you make it up now.
Look at this cool bookmark, man, with your name on it.
Bookmark.
Get out of my way.
Imagine radio station, hey, free bookmarks. What's a book?
Yeah,
the only good thing about doing that promo work was we used to give out CDs.
Yeah.
And I just go through the CDs, like, in the van ride down from the radio station. I'm like, mine.
What for you? What
got
for
it,
me?
Got it, need it, got it, need it, need it, got it.
Whoops, they all fell out of the truck.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, if anyone's still listening, speaking of free promotional items.
Oh, what's that, Derek?
We're going to be getting our stickers very soon.
Oh. We're, $60
swag.
Closer?
Yeah. As soon as I get the money, I'm going to put the order in, and I think it's like turnaround time's like 10 days.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll, if you sent me your address, I have it.
How many we got now?
Like 12.
Did you tell them to include the zip codes?
That was actually my fault.
What happened?
I don't know.
It just didn't show up in
Dad,
the when it returned.
Yep.
I have a problem with a certain part of my site.
Yeah.
It does that. Where you fill in a certain section of it and it just doesn't come back.
Yeah. Everything came back but the zip codes. I redid it. And it's supposed to work.
Apologize.
I was thinking everyone was
to everybody
idiots.
For getting angry at them.
No, fuck you.
You should have known anyway. So,
but now I have
I
to.
I said, fuck you.
Now I have to go through and try and find everyone's zip code online, I guess.
Yeah. I've seen him.
BigYellow.com.
He's got to type in stuff and look.
Who's got a research? I saw you looking up zip codes the other day.
Yeah. I put in some like Keyport. Some town in New York, and it's like, that doesn't exist in New York. I'm like, really?
Cool. Amazing.
That site I was looking at. Yeah, you put in zip codes, and it gives you all kinds of crazy information.
Yeah.
I looked up like New York City.
And they have the,
yeah. And they have the...
why do you know that off the top of your head?
I just do.
It's like every... Okay. Anyway.
It's the Maury Povich show.
No, there has to be something show that I used to watch that had
it's all those like infomercials. New York, New York.
10112.
Yeah.
Like
P.O. Box, blah, 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 blah. But they had the registered sex offenders, and there was like 500 and something.
Always
a
good topic.
Yeah, so I was just like, wow. It's a lot of sex offenders. We had, like, in this town, I think we had one.
Yeah.
No, there's more than one in this town.
Well, registered in the zip code, there was one. Anyway.
No, have you got onto the New Jersey site?
I just went.
Did you see...
what I'm talking about. Yeah, we've seen him.
Leonardo Motel.
Yeah.
Did you check the Highland zip code?
No, I didn't. I'm sure there's plenty in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn dirty Highlanders.
Oh, wow. My God.
You can do it, I think, for the whole county. And like,
well,
you scroll around.
She's going to start a new Highlander
story,
series.
Dan.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, I put in Austin, Texas. Just out of curiosity.
Did Dusty Rhodes come up?
Surname, the American Dream.
The American Cream.
That's so wrong in every way.
Yes.
Let me see your dick,
that's
daddy.
What that spot is. They took a Hubble shot of his stomach.
And that bruise. That never went away.
That permanent blotch.
Hey, baby, I'll give you some candy,
I don't know.
Baby. Oh. I'll give you some candy to get in my truck, baby. Okay. That's why we're here on the mothership.
If you will.
If you will.
The DVD that cuts promos.
Awesome.
I couldn't believe it when
the
I
Dusty
saw
Dusty Rhodes DVD. Oh, you push a button and he starts cutting promos. Like long ones.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm like standing
seconds
there in Best Buy, like looking around. Like, all right, it's cute. Stop. and then,
stop
it. Of course, I hit like five of them.
Yeah.
Like left. Bunch of Dusty Rhodes talking. Anyway, yeah, I did Austin, Texas. And there was like 1,100 registered sex offenders. And going through some of these guys.
Can they become their own city state?
They should.
I thought they killed them in Texas.
They what?
I thought they just killed everybody in Texas.
They should.
Not registered sex offenders.
Yeah.
Damn.
For murder, maybe.
Well, there's like some really funky, silly laws in Texas. Like you can't be barefoot on a lawn with a woman. Something like that.
All those like really archaic things.
Yeah,
like,
that still are. Yeah,
like my neighbor's really pissing me off standing on his lawn, so I'm going to make a law to fuck him
up.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then just stay there forever.
On a
you can't
lawn.
Have a donkey in a bathtub.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think it's Arkansas or Texas.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're barefoot on a lawn with a woman under like 16 years old, you might be considered a sex offender. So
we're going on a slip and slide because it's fucking
it's like,
hot.
Wasn't the last week you were talking about if you go streaking, you now are considered a sex offender?
Really?
Yeah. So you want to like streak the World Cup or something?
Uh huh.
You get caught, you get arrested. You know.
Wow.
You're a sex offender.
That's amazing.
Because there's minors in the stands.
That tag just ruined your life. You might as well kill yourself. Like
it's
all
true.
Those guys on Dateline. Mm-hmm. Just end it there.
Dateline.
Yeah.
It just sounds, the name of the show just sounds like bad. Go on the Dateline.
I watch it. It's very interesting. Yeah. I love watching like the guys, you know, show up and then he comes out.
I know.
It's
you
like,
got the SWAT team
well,
guy.
What happened?
No,
camo
not even.
Suit.
I know. You watch them try to bullshit their way out of it. It's so like ridiculous.
I've never done this before. Yes, you have.
Every,
I won't do it again. You probably will.
Every guy's
I mean
like,
on TV.
I don't think I would have had sex with. He has like condoms and
I
lube.
I don't
and
think.
Porn.
Naked. There's one guy that just
one guy showed
up
naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sitting there with.
What are you doing?
Stop. Yeah. Just stop.
He doesn't he doesn't get like his voice doesn't change.
Nah, he's just totally monotone.
Yeah,
just like,
he's
what?
Just like, what are you doing?
What this is?
I'm just standing here naked.
This isn't what normal.
No, I mean Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
He's just like, why don't you put a towel on? He's a fucking
and they
data
know.
Or
like,
something.
Yeah, we're just going to let you go. Okay. Yeah. All right. And boom.
Watch out for the bush.
Yeah. Watch out for the human bush.
Is it really necessary to have like the SWAT team outside?
It's fine.
It's for effect.
Well, the ones in Florida.
Yeah.
That we talked about this before where they have like really lax, like, gun laws, so you don't know who's carrying. Yeah. So they had to take down these poor guys, like, just like, awful nerds that just want to have sex with young boys, and they're walking out all like, and they just get tackled to the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, they, like, just, like, knock their knees out and just fucking...
It's all they want to do.
That'd be funny. It's like, all they want to do is have sex with a boy.
All I want to do is fuck young boys.
Oh, until the sun comes out.
Pull my penis out of his butthole.
Go ahead, Carly.
I like the...
What you got?
I was just gonna say, and that's my cue to exit.
And now Carly's leaving.
Wow.
She's taking off the headset.
Wow.
She's clearing up her hiccups.
We've gone through two, count them, two members.
Cast members leaving.
Gone.
Dose.
They're both joining Steve Cast next week.
You think Vaughn will ever
somebody
didn't
put their phone on vibrate.
Yeah, no, I think it's his, I think it was, he wasn't feeling too well right there.
Yeah, it says, sorry, I was high coughing too much and really dizzy. I just was not feeling right.
Yeah. You listening to the show, Vaughn?
Maybe
I hope you like it.
Yes, sorry, I was high coughing too much and feeling really dizzy. I was just not feeling right.
Hey, Vaughn, you know, you sound a lot different over the phone.
Over text message.
Jeez.
Vonda.
Yeah, that was Fawn right there.
Fawn. Awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get a Fat Tony to talk to us through there.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. That would be
good. Wasn't Fat Tony supposed to stop by tonight?
I don't know what the hell his problem is.
I call them and he keeps giving me excuses.
Butter shortage.
Tell him you're going to break his fucking kneecaps if he doesn't come in.
Yeah, right. I would need like a fucking redwood to do that.
A redwood.
Yeah, he keeps giving me excuses. Yeah,
just push him over. Break his own kneecap.
Okay. He might come by next week.
Just offset a center balance.
Yeah, it was a food convention somewhere.
Food convention.
I don't think he's fat. I mean, he just likes food. He's kind of
smart. No, that was just a conventional oven that he was using.
It was easy bake.
He was trying something new.
Should be very interesting to hear from him.
No, it won't.
No?
I'm sure it
won't. I don't think Matt's seen him in a while.
No.
When was the last time we saw him?
It's been many years.
I've heard so much about him.
He's a nice kid.
No.
He's all right.
Guy. He's a big boy.
He's pretty cute, too. You might like him.
Wow.
That's what girls say, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, ooh. He's Fat Tony.
Yeah, come on now.
Yep.
Picture the guy from The Simpsons, Fat Tony.
Yeah.
Like three times the size.
Whoa.
And less hair.
So what's Vaughn got to say, huh?
Well, I got this message from Fat Tony.
Oh.
Yeah. Snort.
What?
There's two inside.
Wow. Yeah, snort.
This whole show has been two inside.
Yeah.
And cut.
Thank you. Because I need to go to bed.
I need to go hang myself in front of 50 pal talkers.
Wow.
Oh, we didn't talk about that tonight.
Whoops.
Oopsie daisy. Oh,
now we did.
Well, that's loud. Sounds like a fat bitch sitting on your speaker.
Boom, boom.
Alright, maybe we'll see you next week if we don't quit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't kick off the fucking site.
I know.
You're fired!
Good night.
Alright, that's enough. By the way, I still laugh about Vince McMahon having Ultimate Warrior and a cherry picker. The power line. I thought it would be like a funny bit, like a Jackass type of thing.
Yeah.
To just have someone dress up like the Warrior and go into like stores and just start shaking stuff. It's like a shelf with like donuts on it. Just start shaking it.
You gotta get really, really fat somebody to dress up like the Warrior.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Where are we gonna get a fat person?
I don't know.
Fat Tony, you interested?
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Battletoads.
The only game better for Nintendo than it was for Genesis.